Give you an opportunity to talk about this was that an elderly woman, and her name was Melissa. Forget her. Was it Johnson? Because I don't have the press report here.
Johnson, yes.
All right, Melissa Johnston was overcome from the heat in the service, and died as the result of a lack of ventilation in the church. And I know what you said to the press, and I want you to kind of repeat it to us.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say, Phil, to your listeners and to the family of Ms. Johnston, that we are, our hearts go out to this family, our condolences to the family. We are very, very saddened. We are bereaved, and we are shocked at the death of this woman in the middle of a church service, in a house of worship that we have called our own for some 25 years in the Bellflower area. But the challenge of being a Christian in modern-day society that I keep coming up against time and again is the challenge of many people who call themselves Christian really don't know what it was to be Jesus on that day, on that terrible day, when Jesus was forced to carry the cross to Calvary.
Well, but in keeping the church warm, in not using the air conditioning in your church for services during the summer, is there a larger point that you're trying to make?
Well, the larger point that we are trying to make is that for us to do a little bit of the suffering that Jesus Christ himself suffered on that day, that he gave his life for mankind, is not asking too much. We are not asking that people suffer to the point where they lose their lives. But this woman was in no way going through the same torment that our Lord went through.
And all right, but if I could interrupt you, Pastor.
Go ahead, Phil.
But the news service that we read quoted you as saying she was overcome by the heat, right?
And it was very tragic.
All right, and the news service quoted you saying that's her problem.
I didn't say that was her problem. I didn't say that was her problem. I said it was my problem, and here is what I meant by that. I said it wasn't my problem. Here's what I meant by that, Phil. Jesus Christ was arrested by the Romans sometimes around on the day that Jesus gave his life, on the day that our Lord suffered and died for the sins of mankind. He was arrested by the Romans sometime around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. He was dead by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That means for 11 hours. For 11 hours. He suffered at the hands of his tormentors. A torture that we have only recently, by the way, been able to see due to a film that this gentleman, Mel Gibbons, made. And I want to make a point right now that we would not have gotten a glimpse at the suffering of Jesus were it not, I think, ironically, for a Catholic. A Catholic made this movie. And I think that's something Christians need to think about. That it took a Catholic to make a movie that showed us how Jesus suffered and died because of this movie by Mr. Gibbons.
All right, but in any event, this woman died because of the heat.
What I'm saying is this. Our Lord suffered untold horror for almost 12 hours. And we don't have the air conditioning on for an hour and a half. And this woman who claimed to be a Christian, and I don't want to speak negative to the lady, I really don't.
But what do you mean claimed?
Well, what I'm saying is, you have to understand, I have prayed on this for quite some time. I believe that God has spoken to me. And I think a lot of Christians think God speaks to them, but they don't realize that this is most probably their mind playing with them, you know. But God told me to be a Christian. You have to also not only be in spiritual condition, but you should be in the physical condition to experience what Jesus went through. Now, I've seen many people say they're born again. I've seen so many people say the same. How I would love to say to them, you think you're walking with Jesus? I would love to see how you would do if somebody tied you to a car bumper and beat you with a pipe. See, that makes them think, because that's what happened to our Lord.
But the Bible says you don't need to receive, you only need to receive the Spirit. Didn't Jesus say, my flesh is weak, but my spirit's willing?
Jesus did say that my flesh is weak. He was speaking of his flesh. he had all the hell beaten out of him. For 11 hours, the Romans were getting their kicks. I told people who asked me questions regarding their faith that in order to be saved, you must not only be spiritually ready, but physically. And I know that that's a departure from doctrine.
The Bible doesn't say that, though.
I'm not so sure. But God spoke to me and said that some of these people coming into church are a joke when it comes to their physical conditioning.
All right, but a lady died in your church, and you're saying had she been in better physical shape, not only would she not have died...
She would have been closer to Jesus, yes.
She would have been closer to the Lord.
That is correct, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Pastor William Renick about the lack of air conditioning in your church is a calculated thing because you want people to feel some of the suffering of Jesus on the day that he died. You also have not been able to say to me that none of this is in the Bible, or that any of this is in the Bible. You agree that the Bible does not necessarily...
Phil, what I'm telling you is the Bible is an elastic record of the words of God. And I say elastic because the Bible says some things that need to be clarified. And sometimes it has said some things that need to be... God will speak to certain people and update the Bible, more or less. Update it by saying, well, you know, yes, I said that then. But God, like all of us, got to thinking about it and said, what I want to do is I want to take another run at this.
And isn't the Bible supposedly in the minds of Christians and Jews the immutable Word of God? It doesn't change?
No, the Word of God never changes. But God, to use a colloquial, sometimes wants to take another run at it. He wants to review what he's said. And then he will speak through people such as myself, people who are clerics. And
I'm not to interrupt you, Pastor.
Hold on, Phil. And say to them, and here's what I meant by that. I know I said a woman should be subservient to her husband, but here's what I meant. I know I said you've got to be one with me in the flesh as well as the spirit. Here's what I meant. Now, you Catholics believe that you have to partake of the body and blood of Christ. I believe that that's true, but I believe that it's true in this sense, that you've got to be in at least as good a physical shape as Jesus in order...
Well, wait. Hold on for a minute. Jesus was a 33-year-old man. You're right. He for 11 hours, he stayed alive under unbelievable torment and torture. Are you saying that a 76-year-old woman...
No, I'm saying a 76-year-old woman ought to be able to withstand an hour and a half of no air conditioning. Come on! That's all I'm saying.
So do you feel any responsibility, or you say that your condolences go out to the family? You didn't have any air conditioning on in the church.
My condolences go out to that family, absolutely. If you're asking me, do I feel responsible for that woman's death, I say no, I do not feel responsible for her death. Because I think that anybody who believes that they're saved and born again ought to be in at least Jesus... had the living hell kicked out of him for 11 hours. Now, I ought to be able to take the average 33-year-old Christian man, tie him to a car bumper, and beat him with a plumber's wrench for 11 hours, and have him be able to take it the way our Lord did. And I doubt very much if I could find a man like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Claude. Claude, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Pastor William Renick.
Yeah, I got to say that Pastor Renick is just flat out wrong about the Bible being elastic.
I don't mean to say that. I'm just saying that God takes another run at it.
No, he's not taking another run at it. He wrote it down exactly as he meant it. He gave us the instructions that we needed. He told us exactly what he wanted us to do, and it's written. It's flat out written
right.
In stone.
Jesus said, "I want you to share my flesh as well as my blood." Now, you know he said that.
He told us that he wanted us to do to others as he would have as he has loved each other as I have loved you. He's also written the Ten Commandments literally in stone.
No, Jesus didn't write that.
Because flat out, everything is exactly as the way God wanted it. Now you're saying God made a mistake?
Jesus Christ did not write the Ten Commandments.
No,
Jesus
God
Christ
wrote the Ten Commandments,
the
Jesus Christ is God in the living body.
Right, exactly. Now, at the Last Supper, he said, I want you to share my flesh and my blood. All I'm saying, brother, is this. In order to share Jesus' flesh, you got to be in at least as good a physical condition.
Not are you saying you got to be able to take torture the way Jesus did?
Maybe not the way Jesus did. You got to be able to take an hour and a half in no air conditioning.
No, that's exactly what you said earlier. You ought to be able to take the average 33-year-old Christian man and tie him to a bumper and beat the living crap out of him for 11 hours. Jesus we don't have to.
Sir, I said I would like to be able to think that the average Christian man who is walking with Jesus.
I'm 34 years old, and I'd like to think I'm the average Christian man.
All right.
And if it come down to me having to go through the kind of torture, and I could save mankind, I'd like to think that I'd do my dead level best to do it.
But do you know from that?
Now, the difference is Jesus Christ is God in flesh, and Jesus Christ knew from the get-go what was going
to
happen.
What was going to happen to him, yeah. And
you know,
well, I'm just asking this young man, do you like to think you could do it, but can you? See, what kind of physical shape are you in? And that's what our Christian teaches.
I don't know if I could or not. And the good thing is, I don't have to worry about that because Jesus has already gone through it for us.
But
to sit there and say that the Bible is elastic and God had second thoughts and said, well, what I meant was, no, God didn't have second thoughts. God knows exactly what he wrote from the get-go. That Bible is good today as it was 2,000 years ago.
But our Christian camp tries to ensure that young Christian men are not just talking out of their you-know-what, you know.
Well, what you're doing in your Christian camp is you're subjecting young Christian men to physical violence.
No, not physical violence. I just want to know whether they're talking big talk about how they're Jesus and they're born again. Yeah, can you get the hell kicked out of you like Jesus did? That's all I'm saying.
That's what you're saying. So basically, if you can't handle the kind of torture that Jesus did, that you're not born again?
I'm saying that you have to take. That's what I mean about taking another run at it.
No, there's no taking enough.
All right, Claude, thank you for your call, sir.
Appreciate it.
1-800-449-8686. We have Pastor William Renick on the line that in order for you to call yourself a Christian, you have to consider the torture that Jesus went through. Can you take the same? And I don't know that the pastor's not really saying, can you take the same, but he doesn't turn the air conditioning on in his church on Sundays. And the heat overcame a 76-year-old woman last Sunday. She died. The pastor believes she died because she was not of the flesh of Jesus. She wasn't strong and couldn't take the beating that he did. The air conditioner was not being used. And this is a calculated, this is a part of the experience of going to church. At your church, Reverend, you feel bad for the woman, but you don't feel responsible. And I know that...
No, I did not set out to kill anyone. What I did do is...
I understand that, and I'm not accusing you of that. What you're trying to do is create an environment...
I create an environment that is reminiscent of what Jesus Christ, on the day that he died for all mankind, the physical horror that he went through. Now, the average Christian, I don't even want to say Christian, the average person that call themselves Christian, can they go through the same kind of punishment? I don't think so. But they walk around, they say, I'm born again, I'm saved. I'm born again, I'm saved. And I said, you come to our Christian camp. You come to our Christian Calvary camp. Every summer, we put young men and young women through a physical regimen. And you want to talk big? You want to talk about being a Christian? Can you walk in the shoes of our Lord? Can you get your face slapped? Can you get your kidneys punched? Can you get pushed down some stairs? Can you be given an enormous load of lumber and materials to carry up a steep 45-degree grade, and while you're doing that, have someone come along and kick you square in your abdomen, kick you in the gut, because yourself a Christian, because that's what Jesus went through on that blessed day.
All right.
And the other thing, I hear these ladies, people saying, you killed that lady. I didn't kill anybody. I turned the air conditioner off for a lousy hour and a half. Big deal. And that woman succumbed. And
are you prepared to say right now that that old lady wasn't a Christian?
Phil, I'm saying she was a good woman, but I...
Are you prepared to say that that woman who died wasn't a Christian because she couldn't take an hour and a half of no air conditioning?
I have to say, based upon what the Lord has told me, yes, she should have hydrated herself with water. She should have treated her body as a temple. And if Jesus could have taken a beating like that. I mean, the Roman, you know they don't show it in the movie. You know they kicked him in his privates. They probably kicked him square. Dropped back for a 60-yard punt.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lori, go ahead. Lori?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. I'm just totally appalled by the comments that this pastor is saying. He's misrepresenting the Christian faith. You know, the Bible does not teach violence. And
no, it does not.
I don't know anywhere that it says that we as Christians have to suffer as Christ did.
That's why he died on
the cross.
How can you say that you are walking in the flesh, that you know the flesh of Jesus?
I can say that I am a born-again Christian, and I portray the Christian faith through love, kindness, and following in the footprints of Jesus. He does not say we have to be punished. Have you ever had anyone tie you to a truck and beat you with a tool? I don't think so.
But would you do it for your fellow man? Would you do it for your fellow man? That's what Jesus said.
Would I do that to someone? No, I think you're insane.
I said, would you do it? Would you allow yourself to be tied to the bumper of a truck and beaten with a plumber's wrench for your fellow man?
Absolutely not.
It sounds like you have some
repressed anger. I don't know where it's coming from, but as a counselor, I am saying to you that you need help.
How can you die for your fellow man if you're not willing to go through what Jesus went through?
Yeah,
got you on that one.
I nailed you on that one. You're not giving me an opportunity to speak.
Well, man, there's no way for you to answer that.
You are not giving me an opportunity to
speak. Let's let her finish. Go ahead, Lori.
That's why, sir, in our culture, people are turning away from the Christian faith is because the way it is presented as far as fire, hell, brimstone.
No, ma'am. I'm not saying punish
anyone. And now, as a minister, you're saying that people should suffer?
No, I ain't saying you should punish anybody. I'm saying, could you take the punishment? See, that's what you're missing my point.
Absolutely not. I could not take the punishment. No human can take that punishment.
Well, I think it takes a lot of gall for you to expect Jesus to go through it then. Don't you?
But he did that because he wanted to save us from our sins and to keep us from having to pay that price.
So you're happy that he went through that?
Oh, I'm more than thankful, and I thank God
every
day.
So in other words, you're happy that Jesus had some Roman soldier planting his boot right up into Jesus' groin.
If you don't have air conditioning on, I suppose people are not going to... But I want to ask you this. Didn't Jesus say that my flesh is weak, but my spirit is willing?
Yes, he did say that.
All right, so where in that does it sound like he was even beginning to consider the flesh to be all that important in terms of his suffering or the suffering of anybody else?
Phil, Jesus was... He said his flesh is weak. And even with his weak flesh, our Lord took 11 hours of the Romans beating him like a dog. And so the average Christian says to me, well, you know, I got a weight problem. You know, I smoke too many cigarettes, this kind of thing. And I sat, and they come to our Calvary camp in the summertime that we had here in Azusa and up here in the mountains, and I said, boy, I'd love to slap you right across the face because you can't even take it if I slap you across the face. And most of them will say, you know, Reverend, I love Jesus. I said, you love Jesus? You can't walk with Jesus. Man, I'd love to slap you. It's all I can do, not to slap them. when I hear him talk like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Vince, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Reverend, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Reverend, listen, you know, I have a little bit of a problem in the way that you're preaching God's word. Listen to me. Be quiet.
I'm just coughing, brother, if you don't mind me coughing.
I don't mind you coughing at all, but listen.
That's all I'm doing.
Well, hey, Reverend, you know,
I'm
you sat here.
You allow me to cough, don't you?
Reverend, listen to me.
Can I cough?
Listen.
Am I allowed to cough?
Yes, you can cough.
Thank you. Praise Jesus.
Reverend, you know what? You preach the word of God, but you have no love in your heart. And I have to say that I cannot believe, and deep down inside, you should be praying for your soul, that you sit here and think that that old lady that was there to worship God and to learn and listen to the Bible and try to understand God.
Yes.
We're all sinners. And you're a sinner. And when you sit here and talk about slapping somebody upside the head because they don't understand something, is a sin.
Hey,
take your pack off for a second.
Man,
let me finish.
You know, a man say that he walk in Jesus' shoes. Can't he even take a slap across the face?
All right, let the gentleman finish.
Let me ask you something, Reverend. If I smack you,
represent what I'm saying.
Go ahead,
Reverend.
Go ahead, Vince.
Reverend.
Vince, go ahead.
If I smacked you upside the head, what would you do?
You don't need to do that with me. I can take it.
What would you do? Would you pray for me, or would you sit there and get angry and want to hit me back?
No, I would say to you, you didn't need to do that, because I'm in the physical condition. I can take what Jesus went through almost.
You know what? And guess what? We're all here to suffer in our lives, to do the things that we need to do to walk as close in the path of Christ as we can.
Right.
We're all sinners. We're all going to make mistakes. I'm sure in your path of your life, you still lust and do things wrong all through your time, and you have to ask God for forgiveness all the time, continually every day, and we cannot be like Christ because Christ is the only perfect man this earth. We cannot be like Christ, and we will all be judged one day, including you.
Yeah, but
and
I don't have
you
to
cannot
ask
sit here and say that old lady that was
people.
In there because she had ill health. If you were sitting there and you had high blood pressure and you were trying to listen, somebody turned the air on, off on you, and you had heat stroke and you died from it, do you not think that the person that was in control of that would have some guilt in their heart
because they thought
it was okay to turn the air off and they should have been stronger?
Let him respond. Hold on for a minute. Let him respond.
Look, all I'm saying is this. That lady called herself a Christian, and yet Jesus got the crap kicked out of him for 11 hours, and she's sitting there, can't take a little heat. Now, this man here says we ought to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Easier said than done. Wouldn't you agree, Vince?
Say that one more time.
I said it's easy to say you walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Hell, I'd like to see you do it. Now, I...
Guess what? You know
I
what,
can
Reverend?
Pretty much
I walk it. I walk it every day, and guess what?
If you walk in the footsteps of Jesus, that means that you let someone come up and kick you in the gonads.
Reverend, let me tell you what I do. Every day, I go and I make sure that I do three or four things at least, because I feel it's my duty in the Word of God to do things. There's always time to do things for needy people.
Like what?
Yeah. Like help the homeless?
Wait a minute. Do you think that compares to getting your ass kicked all the way down a hill?
Wait a minute. Let's watch our language, number
one.
I'm filled with the Holy Spirit,
Reverend,
right now.
If you're a reverend, is it appropriate to use the language that you're using?
I'm filled with the Holy Spirit right now. All I want to know is...
But you don't have to talk
Jesus.
Loud, and you don't have to cuss.
All right, I won't cuss. Forgive me, brother. But Jesus went up the hill, and he had a man come up to him and kick him right in his you-know-what.
And guess what, Reverend? If you were standing there while Jesus was being crucified, would you be like one of the disciples and stand there and look at him, or would you jump in there and allow yourself to be put on a crucifix and be crucified with him?
I would have had him. You put that man there. You nail me up next to him.
You're kidding.
No.
Reverend, I'm sorry, but I have a hard time believing that
because
if the 12 disciples didn't do it, I have a hard time believing that you would too, because guess what? You are a man.
You're going out and getting Swanson frozen turkey dinners for the homeless. That's good. I'm saying I'll get nailed up on a board. I think I got a little bit more currency with the Lord. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you. If it came down to that I had to give my life as a martyr for God, if you stood in front of me with a gun and ask me if I was a Christian, if I was willing to die for Christ, you could shoot me, and I would take it.
I don't want to shoot
you. Tell you what, Reverend.
I want to nail you to the cross.
I would ask God to protect me,
yeah.
And if God, if for right. some reason, allowed things to work out where you weren't paying attention, believe you me, you wouldn't have that gun in your hand, because I live in Christ, and I do things the right way.
I don't think so.
All right. Vince, thank you, sir, and thank you for the good that you do.
Reverend, God bless you, and I'll pray for you, too. I hope that you can learn to have a little bit more love in your heart toward others and not believe that everybody needs to be strong physically like Jesus, because 76-year-old people can't do that.
Well, that lady should have... So Jesus got nailed up on a tree. They riveted him to a tree, and that old lady can't take the heat.
All right.
Phil, I have a hard time believing that guy thinks handing out manhandler soup is better than what I do.
I don't know what you do. You just say you could get nailed to a cross.
Phil, can I interrupt you for a minute? Because I think...
Well, Pastor, I want to get out what the particulars are.
Yeah, but you are... Yeah, I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. You are saying this woman died in my church. This woman died as a result of the air conditioning. You're right. There was no air conditioning. I'm saying that we should look more carefully at what God told me. And I'm not trying to say that I'm some kind of modern-day prophet. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just telling you in my humble heart what God spoke to me. He said, you know, my son came to the earth, and he got whipped, slapped, kicked, beaten, and then finally hung out to dry. And why is it that the people that he saved can't be asked to at least be able to withstand a little bit of discomfort like my son did? And so...
We've had a lot of people saying that that's not in the Bible.
I'm saying it's not in the Bible. I'm saying that God said you can be a Christian. Yeah, yeah, okay. Good for you. You can be a Christian. But he said, I just want to take another look at it.
What do you mean he just wants to take another look at it? I mean...
I think God's disappointed in people running around calling themselves Christian like they got themselves a brand new mink stole. Like they got a new Gucci bag. Ha, I'm a Christian. Really? Well, if you're a Christian, how'd you like it if I just did this? And you just want to backhand them while you're wearing a big, fake, Cupid jewel ring. Like on my left hand of my wedding band, I got a big, crusted diamond ring. And I run that on a backhand across someone's face, and it'll take about 6 inches of flesh off your face.
You sound like you enjoy that.
I don't enjoy it, Phil. I'm saying...
All right, let me just get to some phone calls here, and you can explain it to them. Felicia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
An 86-year-old woman cannot take the heat.
I didn't say she should have to.
Why would somebody expect her to?
I didn't say she had to.
You sound like you expected her to. You're talking mess because she couldn't take it.
Can you call her a Christian? That's all I'm saying.
I don't see how you could judge and say she is or isn't.
All right. How can I judge? Jesus.
None of us is a judge.
Do you know who Jesus is, right?
And I don't think God would give you the credibility to judge somebody who seems to be focusing on people's gonads.
Well, yeah, that word come pretty easy to you.
A little weird, I think.
You think so? Well, let me tell you something. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, got him kicked right up into his throat.
See what you focus on?
You're focusing on it.
That's a little weird.
You're bringing it up.
I mentioned it once. You mentioned it four times.
No, I'm bringing it up because you brought it up.
But anyway, just understand, 86-year-old people can't take it.
That's fine. Don't call yourself a Christian then.
I didn't say I was, did I?
No, did she call herself a Christian?
86-year-old people cannot take the heat.
Are you Christian?
And it's silly for somebody to expect
to
take the heat.
Are you a Christian?
What do you think?
I don't think you are. Because I don't think you could take it.
I don't think you can either.
I can take it more than you can.
Because I bet nobody's been able to come to your church and be able to scrape that big diamond ring in across your face.
Hey, guess what?
You don't do it during the services, do you?
You come to my church, you pass out in 5 seconds because you're a lightweight. you freaking, I hate you. I hate you because you're a sinner.
You're a Christian, like.
I hate your guts because you're a sinner.
I'm not a Christian, and I wouldn't tell nobody I hate
him. Guess what? I hate your living guts, and
bless
I'm a Christian.
Bless your heart.
And I love Jesus, too.
Bless your heart. I know.
Bless your heart.
You better read the Bible and read a little bit more and understand.
You don't know what's in the Bible because you ain't a Christian.
Okay.
As far as you
don't
know, there's nothing but Earl Scheibads in there.
Read it.
All right, okay. Good Lord. 1-800-449-8686.
You know that woman? She thinks the Bible's got nothing but green stamps in it.
Here is Ruth. Go ahead, Ruth. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello. My cell phone might cut out on me.
Are you a Christian, Ruth?
Sir?
Are you a Christian?
Sir, I am.
Thank
and I
God.
To, I,
Thank
sir,
God.
Please, listen. I am one of those that put Jesus Christ on the cross. My sins and the things that I did hung him to that tree. I made him suffer for 11 hours.
Well, thanks a lot.
And Lord, and so did your sins. And you know what? Thank God that he sent his son, the perfect man, to sacrifice himself for my sins so that I was not required to die for the things that I have done wrong.
I ain't saying you got to die. I'm saying that you ought to be able to take a little bit. That's all?
And you know what? He loved me enough to stand in my place and thank God that he suffered.
But how can I believe
God
you?
Every day
how can I believe
that
you?
He suffered.
How can I believe you? I
how can you believe
you.
Me?
Yeah. How can I believe you say, well, thank God? I say to you, Ruth, you come to our Calvary camp, and yes, we ask you for a week to take something akin to the suffering that Jesus took. So we slap you around. Big
sir,
Jesus.
You know that I'm a Christian because I love people. Because I show them Christ's love.
Well,
because I refuse to give to them
that's what you
they
say.
Would like to give to me.
That's what you say.
That is what the Bible says. That's not what I say.
The Bible says also you should be one in the flesh with Jesus as well as in the spirit.
See, I think
that's
that
why
you,
I always trip people
sir,
up.
I would think that you are misinterpreting what he's saying.
Well.
Because what Jesus is saying by being one in the flesh is for us to walk away from what we want in our lives. From walking away
exactly.
from the selfish things in our lives.
Exactly.
Not to go to church to be beaten up or to
exactly.
be roasted to
wait
dirt,
a minute, wait
sir.
A minute. Wait, you don't want to get beat up. That's the whole reason why you ought to get beat up.
Jesus Christ stood in the place for me so I wouldn't have to.
Is it something you don't want? Then you should go and get it. Because that would give you the... You know that the monks, they used to, like,
sir,
beat themselves
children?
With barbed wire?
Sir, do you have children?
Who, me?
Yes.
I'm a Christian.
You have children.
I'm a Christian.
Does that mean you have children?
I'm celibate.
The whole point of having children, sir, is that you would stand in the gap for them. Never want them to be hurt. Which
I
is
follow with Jesus.
Why God looked down at us.
I
and
follow
said,
in Jesus'
we
footsteps.
Were wretched,
and I deny
would
myself
stand
the company
in
of women.
Our place. And thank God every
until
day.
Until you have beaten yourself
stand
with
in the
barbed
place
wire.
For us. With
you
none
would
of
never
us,
know.
Sir. None of us deserve his love.
And God told me this, too.
Sir, none of us would deserve his love. None of us
have
deserve
ever,
what he has done for us.
Fine. Have you ever gotten beat with barbed wire?
Sir, I don't
All
deserve
right.
Christ's love.
And
thank God he gave it to
you
me.
You don't deserve Christ's love. That's why you should get beat with barbed wire. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Sir, I'll pray for you. Thank you.
Would you please? Did she hang up?
Yeah.
Well, I am, too.
Wait a minute. Okay, I deserve Christ's love. Beat me with barbed wire.